the mystery man got nervous, and he fidgeted me around a bit. He reached in the pocket of his mystery robe, and he whipped out a shaving kit. Now I thought it was a razor, and a can of foamy goo. But he pulled it right then when the top popped open, there was nothing his box for me. Was the oil of Aphrodite? The little cure your asthma. Thank you.
Trash is locked up.
Oh, Okay. They said I'm fine. send away with a face of fear, a bag of chips, and spider glass. Her diet's a riot, they can't keep quiet. I'd love to try it, but I think I'll pass to eat the pint of stuff with hands. You have to be from around your life.
there somewhere. If you ain't found it, better hurry up, cause the folks down there is all already scrubbed. So can you be too? The fact of the matter is made for you. Try it on a Saturday at about 4 o'clock in the morning, or even on a Monday at midnight, when there's just a few of them fabulous poodles doing the pyramid twist for real, in a black sack dress with 9-inch heels. And then a guy with a blue mohawk comes in. That's right, the bass player from the Plasmatics. It's serious leather. And all of the rest of whom for which, with whimsoever partially indeterminate biochemical degradation, seek the path to the sudsy yellow dazzle of their foaming, nocturnal, parametric, digital, holy, intermade, geothermal, terpsichorean, ejectamintop, serious leather. And then to work the wall, to work the floor, to work the pipe, and to work the walls of more. In serious leather, in serious chains, in serious clothing, from when they come downtown from the ruins of Studio 54, to this, in an arrogant gesture to the best of what the 20th century has to offer. That's right. Al Malkin is right over there, ladies and gentlemen, looking for a virgin with nice breath. And not only that, did you find one? Come on, smell it. See if it's any good. Smell the breath. David Dickens is even looking for a virgin with nice breath now. It's catching on, it's turning into a trend. Did you know that Jack Conklin is looking for a virgin with nice breath? Did you know that Custodial Lugo wants a virgin with nice breath? Did you know that Anthony Sicario wants a virgin with nice breath? Even George wants a virgin with nice breath. He's disappointed because it's not Joey Psychotic. It might be you, and you don't even know it. Are you? It's not me. I don't have nice breath, and I'm not a virgin. Forget it.
He's really dancing there on the disco, on the floor, on the pipe, bouncing off of the wall. Hey, the people here really tearing it up, on the side, in the back, miles under the stage. Hey, really crazy, who can take it from me? I should know.
there's nothing else to watch. He's there looking at you, waiting for you to send him your money. He wants your money, but don't give him your money. But in spite of the fact that some people won't listen and they will send him money, he sits there looking good, looking better than anybody in this room. You know why? Because he's got
$20 million in his heavenly bank account. All from those sons who were born again. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's got 7 embassies and a private plane. Let's go. Oh, yeah.
Thank you. My wife is in a good mood tonight. Quickly, quickly. Ready?